Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Nation on the planet. This is Business Rockstars, and this is my guest, Connie Tang. She's the president and CEO of Princess House. Thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me, Alex.
I love that we look like the rainbow today together with our bright colors. We're on the same wavelength.
We woke up symbiotically connected, I think.
Exactly. I love it. So tell me, first of all, what is Princess House?
Princess House is a 54-year-old young, direct-to-consumer business. We are in the direct sales industry. We market high-end quality cookware, home goods, home decor, home preparation products that are sold through the United States through a network of over 25,000 independent business women and a few good men.
Awesome. Awesome. So what kind of products do you guys sell?
We sell everything from stainless steel cookware to healthy cooking with non-chemical, PFOA-free, non-stick cookware, cast iron, to home preparation products and tools, as well as home decor and safe storage solutions for food prep, as well as food cooking and storage.
And you have a huge role as president and CEO. So give us a little behind the scenes. What is your life like? What's your role there?
Oh, wow. That's a big question.
Yeah, I'm sure, but we can chip away at it.
Absolutely. So my role, I would say, in a big 30,000 foot level is to ensure that we, as the company and the corporate backing for those independent business owners, empower those individuals with all the right tools that they need to succeed in building their business. What does that mean? That means making sure that we have high quality products that they can market and stand behind, making sure that they have a brand that is helping them build their own personal brand equity, as well as supports them in advertising and bringing and acquiring new business, new customers to them, making sure that they also have beautiful collateral from a branding perspective, whether it's digital media, video tools, or personalized websites to printed catalogs that, again, helps them monetize on their personal efforts in building their business and in acquiring customers and retaining them. And of course, all the fun, non-sexy stuff of the infrastructure.
Of course.
IT systems, on-time delivery, quality packaging, and accounting, making sure they get paid right every single week, making sure that all of their logistics when they earn trips and travel incentives are executed without a hitch.
So you oversee it all. Make sure it all goes smoothly.
I have the fun job of making sure that my team has the right clarity, the focus, and I let them do their jobs. But I have a great opportunity and a great honor of leading a team that can execute on all that.
That's a really good point. It comes down to being a good leader and making sure you're empowering your team.
That's absolutely true. It's very hard. It's impossible to be the master of all those pieces, and even much more difficult and, again, impossible to do it well. So trusting my team and having the right players in all the different areas and disciplines to do their job, to do it well, and encouraging them to do it, not only encouraging, but making sure there's painfully clear direction and focus that we're all moving in the same direction. that's key. Otherwise, it's a lot of spinning, a lot of smart people spinning in different directions.
Right. Do you have any advice for hiring the right people and then getting them connected to that vision?
I think what's really key, first of all, is to make sure that the individual shares the same values that you have as a company. And every company has their own unique set of values and a culture, because part of being a great contributor to an organization is feeling like you fit and finding a place that you can fit. So that's one piece of it. For us, we value people. We are obviously a business that is based on fostering entrepreneurs. We happen to have great quality products that you can use in your home. But the reality is we foster entrepreneurship. You have to believe in that. You have to also believe in the independent enterprise. The second piece of it is to make sure that everyone is very clear in what their role is and how they will contribute. So finding people who have the capacity, but the willingness, there's, you know, that you've heard it before where it's will and skill. If somebody has the will, even if they're missing one or two check marks on that list when you're interviewing, but they have the will, they can acquire skills. People are smart.
Yeah.
People are smart.
And there are a lot of direct-to-consumer businesses. So obviously a business like yours needs to say, how do we differentiate ourselves? And I know that one of the big things is your people. You're all about your people. So tell me a little bit more about that.
So our people comprises of stakeholders that are both internal and external. So let's tackle them one at a time. Internally, I have an incredible team that's based in Massachusetts that covers all of those areas of disciplines that I had mentioned previously. And they're pretty diverse in terms of the capacities of the functions that they do, both commercialization processes outside as well as internal. The external side of it is comprised of over 25,000 independent businesswomen. Now, you can imagine 25,000 different personalities,
yep.
cultures, language. It's pretty diverse, and we're so proud of that. Over three quarters of our business is actually Hispanic-based, meaning we have Hispanic consumers, business entrepreneur owners, as well as suppliers, as well as customers and hostesses. So the key with managing such a diverse, let's call it workforce internally and independent representatives outside, is to make sure that we have ground rules that are part of our values. Respect is one of them. Making sure that we are tolerant and embracing of people's ability to contribute and collaborate. The next piece of it is making sure that we also share the same connection in our passion for what we do. Passion about our products, passion about helping people live healthier, eat healthier, cook and prepare foods that are healthier for themselves and their families, and passion for an individual's right to build a business and realize their own personal success and their personal financial goals, if that's what it is that they're looking for.
Amazing. What else would you say differentiates Princess House?
Another piece of what makes us very different is we put a stake in the ground last year when we took another step in our branding exercise. And we said, you know, we're going to throw out the old mission, vision and values that a lot of companies used to have plastered on the wall. We did too. And we said, if we're a company for today and for tomorrow, and we're a company that serves a lot of individual interests and dreams, we decided we wanted to have a purpose statement. And our purpose statement starts with our powers in our people. And it also says that our products are to make life healthier and more beautiful. Who doesn't want to live a beautiful life?
Yeah, I love that.
And the third piece of it is our business inspires dreamers. It rewards for excellence. Nothing in life comes for free. It does take hard work, but I think everybody's willing to work hard.
Yeah.
It's about what you get, what your compensation and what your rewards are. And the third piece of that is we also transform lives. So the biggest difference is in the individual people we've touched in our businesses and what in our business development, what we've been able to help them accomplish. I would tell you that the biggest piece of that is that we've empowered them to take their own efforts to realize their personal dreams, whether it was being able to provide your family with a better home, whether it's taking my family on that magical Disney trip, or whether it is to save enough money to put every single one of my kids through any college education they wanted to. It really ranges all. And the differentiating factor in all that is that we've done it by embracing diversity, having a very diverse culture and diverse sales force, and never compromising quality. And that's key. It's very easy to want to do everything, but not do it all well. and not be committed to quality at all levels, from product to communications to transliteration to video content. It really runs as a common thread across all of the work that we do.
It's hard to do it all well, so I applaud you. That's very amazing hard. That you guys take that very seriously.
Thank you. Thank
so
you.
Tell me a little bit about the business model and how it works in your direct sales model.
Well, the direct sales model is a very low to minimal cost entry for anyone who wants to start their own business. If you think about it, starting your own business can require a whole lot of capital, whether it's opening up a little bakery or whether it's starting your own in-home catering business or starting your own design firm. It requires some startup. And maybe you don't really know exactly how to start up, right? So direct sales for us is for anyone who's interested in being their own business owner with a very nominal startup cost. That's number one. Number two, it's for anyone who's looking for guidance and mentorship right off the bat. It comes with it a built-in network of mentors, both from a corporate side as well as through a team and independent business owner side. So let me explain better. If I wanted to start with Princess House, I just need to go ahead and sign an agreement and say, I want to represent the company. I want to have the opportunity to be an independent business owner for our Princess House products and services. The company actually also finances free for someone their startup cost, which is a nominal cost for them to start up and to begin the business. And with that startup comes training. It comes with training through video content, so you can do it self-study in your own time. It also comes with being part of a team. You automatically become part of a team either by self-selection. You might have met somebody who said, I really like her. Mm-hmm. She's just like me. She's a mom like me. Or she's just fresh out of school like me. And we're both trying to figure it out. So I want to be on her team. It's always a whole lot more fun. We always say that this business is a business that you can do for yourself, but not by yourself.
So much more when we come back with my guest, Connie Tang, president and CEO of the Princess House. We are the biggest entrepreneur destination on the planet. This is Business Rockstars.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, Call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Destination on the planet. This is Business Rockstars, and this is Connie Tang, president and CEO of Princess House. And we are going to get to how to be successful in direct sales in just a bit. But obviously, every company, it starts with the leader. It starts with you. So let's talk a little bit more about your journey. First of all, what is your background?
Oh, my background started off actually in New York City. So I'm an immigrant. My family and I immigrated when I was 10 months old. I was raised in New York City, went through the whole New York City public school system. And in New York, I was in the world of beauty. So I worked for some major beauty, global beauty brands for Lancôme and Clinique. And from there, my husband and I made the migration west. And we landed in Dallas, Texas for 14 years. There, I began my journey in this amazing world of direct sales. And through my journey there, I spent 14 years working, building ethnic and special markets in the U.S. So that's Hispanic market, African-American market, Asian market, Haitian market, Laotian market, and found myself also doing global expansion. So I had the great fortune of opening up over 13 different countries, Asia-Pacific, Latin America, and Europe. And then from there, we migrated a little further west into California. And California continued my role in the beauty, personal care, wellness industry, and also had the opportunity not only to lead the company as president of Jafra US, but also to lead as a management board member for 17 other countries, which included expanding the corporation into India and Russia and Brazil, which were wonderful opportunities that allowed me to not only expand my vision in terms of the industry and the business and the business of the type of goods we market, but also the fact that direct sales and empowerment in women's ability to build businesses is a global topic. Yeah. And it's relevant on a global basis.
And then you became the first female CEO at Princess House. That's amazing.
That is correct. After 50 years, so the company's now just turned 54 years young. After 50 years, I was appointed the first female president and CEO.
So cool.
It's very cool.
And it's been going well because you've seen growth over the past five years.
It has been phenomenal. Over the past 5 years, we've had five consecutive years of year-over-year growth. We are the biggest, the most profitable we've been in history. We've expanded and diversified our product portfolio to really encompass this notion of healthy living to a bigger level. In fact, we've also expanded beyond, let's call it cookware, into food preparation and storage to be a lot more relevant to those who are trying to live greener lifestyles, be more eco-friendly and earth-friendly, as well as adding wellness to their own personal lifestyle choices. And in that journey, it's also allowed us to improve on a lot of the infrastructure of the company. So it's kind of hard. My chairman actually once said it's like going 100 miles per hour and changing all four tires at the same time. That's sort of what we've been on this journey of doing. We've also been on a journey of walking, I would say, a balancing act. We have customers and business owners who've been with us for a long time, which is really to our credit that we've managed to retain the loyalty of amazing hostesses and customers. But at the same time, we also realize we need to update, whether it's our technology or digital tools or our presence in the marketplace through an omni-channel sphere, but also to attract the customers and the new business owners that will require time to become big business owners today, so that they're around for the company over the next 50 years. So that balance is very challenging. Part of that, when I first came on board, was to determine through a brand exercise, who are we? And I call it, who do we want to show up in the world when we grow up?
Yeah.
Right? And it was, how do we take advantage and hold on to what's been true about our culture and our brand? It took 50 years to get to where we were, so we're not ready to throw it away. And there was a lot of value in that. So how do we take that, honor the heritage, but then also reposition it, re-market it, and also enhance it for the audience and the customer of tomorrow to make sure that we're relevant, to make sure we're around, to make sure we still have the solutions and the products and services and opportunity that are going to continue to feed the company for the next 50 years. That was a really exciting exercise and journey that we've been through. If you look at what we look like now today, whether it's on our website or our catalogs, or even in how we write, how we speak, it's distinctly different from where it was 5 years ago, because we've realized that we needed to bring ourselves up, bring our people with us, as well as attract new. And that's a balancing act, you know?
And it's a good lesson for the entrepreneurs watching and listening, because your brand's always going to evolve. And case in point, you know, a brand that's been around for over 5 decades, you're going to have to evolve with the times and stay relevant. And you've done such a beautiful job as a leader doing that. My next question for you is, how would you describe your leadership style that's allowed you to get to this point?
My leadership style is one that is extremely hands-on, and I mean hands-on from the perspective of I like knowing everything that's going on. I've had to learn to not be stick my fingers into everything that's going on.
You're not micromanaging, you're just
exactly.
watching.
And that's challenging, especially because I believe very, very integrally that results matter, direction matters, and also discipline matters. So those are some keys. You had asked me earlier about what are some keys to success for any entrepreneur, but I think it's also keys to success as a leader of an organization. So my leadership style is to really demonstrate by my personal commitment and behavior. I do believe that people are watching when you don't notice. Mm. And I do believe that what I do and say matters, and set examples and or standards that, whether they're intentional or not, that my team is watching, whether I'm making it a point to teach a lesson or not, it is being observed, and they serve as standards or benchmarks for your organization. I also believe in developing very important relationships with all my stakeholders. Having a personal relationship, and I don't mean getting in their business about, you know, who you're dating.
Yeah.
It's about having a relationship that is one that hopefully I can provide some mentorship, and also allows them to give me the opportunity to learn from them. It's reciprocal and very collaborative.
Yeah.
I also really believe that I have to trust whenever it always makes sense for my team to come to me with solutions. It's very easy to dictate, but it's also very blinding, because we're so convicted. I'm very passionate about what I do, what I believe in, and what my responsibilities are, that sometimes passion can blind, right? So knowing when to be aware that you have to take the blinders off is really important.
Okay, so as promised, we're going to tell you how to be successful in direct sales. So what is that key?
Oh, there's not one magic bullet. I wish there were. I think I've been asked that question. I think it's a combination of many several characteristics that I believe are values and principles to live by. And by saying that, it means that it requires practice. It requires tenacity and practice it over and over again in order to master, right? If you want it to be a concert pianist for the New York Philharmonic, it requires an intense amount of commitment, passion, practice, and discipline. Day in, day out, every day, all the time, not sometimes.
Connie, thank you so much for all your insight and wisdom. I know I learned a ton.
Thank you so much, Alex. It was so much fun.
Really appreciate your time.
You're very welcome.
Connie Tang, President and CEO of Princess House. We are the biggest entrepreneur destination on the planet. This is Business Rockstars.
You shouldn't have to choose a random lawyer who charges expensive hourly rates when you need legal help. But the legal system is so complicated, what other choice do you have when you need help with your business or want to protect your family? Start with LegalZoom. They make it easy. For more than a decade, they've provided a way for regular people like you and me to confidently navigate the legal system. LegalZoom's not a law firm, and that's how they provide such great value. They don't rely on charging you by the hour. Instead, you'll get transparent pricing and customer reviews so you know exactly what you're getting up front. If you need help with incorporation, LLCs, trademarks, last wills, living trusts, and more, LegalZoom's the smart choice. They've got the right people on hand to answer your questions. And if you need legal advice, their network of independent...
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Welcome
go to Mark Lack.
We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars. Our guest today joining us is Malini Bhatia, and she's the founder and CEO of Marriage.com. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Mark. So happy to be here today.
So Marriage.com, obviously that's something to do with marriage, but tell me about, what does your company do?
So Marriage.com is a website that provides expert advice, positive information, and trusted resources on marriage. It really is, the first step for anybody who's seeking information or advice on marriage. It's like your confidant, where you can get access to therapists. And it's especially good for people who don't have resources to seek therapy. Mm. And for those people who are not ready to speak to their family or friends about issues that they're having in their marriage. So it's a place where you can get advice and information on marriage without really being judged.
Which is, I feel like, a huge opportunity to capitalize on, because I don't remember the most recent statistics I read, though, were in California alone and across the U.S., the average divorce rate is about 50% for first-time marriages, 65% for second-time marriages, and over 75% divorce rate for third-time marriages.
You are absolutely right.
And so you guys are capitalizing on a huge opportunity here.
Clearly, there is a need in this space. Absolutely.
So what do you feel like is some of the underlying causes behind why marriages are failing? I feel like there's a huge thing, but I just wanted to dive into this now up front, and then I want to know what inspired it. But answer that first question for me.
I think lack of commitment. I think impatience. Yeah. You know, it just, you just have to give it time. You have to be committed. You have to keep in mind certain aspects of marriage that really need to be invested in. So yeah. I think people need to really give it a shot. And I think that that is it. You need to be invested in your relationship for it to happen, to make it work.
How do people find Marriage.com? Is it something where you guys are doing a lot of paid advertisements? You guys do a lot of social media content marketing? How are people ultimately coming onto the website?
So it's going to be organic search right now. We're focusing.
So you guys are really capitalized on when people are typing in how do I fix my marriage,
yes.
things like that.
Okay. Yes, we'd like them to find us when they are searching for issues that they're going through in their marriage. Right now, we're really focusing on building the content, really trying to get it right for our audience, trying to get them what they need, the kind of advice that they need, connecting them to the experts that existed out there. So that's really the focus right now. The next step is going to be in terms of having them find us on organically.
Okay, and what inspired you to create this?
So I think it was, I had a deep passion to really support people and provide meaningful value in their lives. That was my inspiration for launching Marriage.com. Prior to Marriage.com, I was working in my parent company. I was wearing many different hats from operations to finance, but that was not my thing. My desire was to really do something more meaningful. So that was also that phase in my life where a lot of people in my life were going through difficult times in their marriages, which was either leading them to get a divorce, be separated, or they were just living with each other for the sake of it without being emotionally or physically connected. So, so that really made an impression. And it was that time when we had the opportunity to acquire the domain name marriage.com. Which
that was what I was going to ask. I was going to say marriage.com. That's you guys cashed in on that. I feel like that was probably bought from day one.
We actually really got lucky. We got the opportunity. It was up for sale. It was an area which I really wanted to be in.
How much did you have to pay for marriage.com? Was it expensive? I feel like domains can go for like $1 million.
It was a very expensive domain and a lot of hard-earned money that went into it. But, there's no looking back. It was clearly something I wanted to really do. And incidentally, marriage.com ran as a wedding website, completely different focus. So we decided...
It's so broad, it's just marriage.
Correct. So because I believed in the fact that there was a need in this area, we decided to completely change the focus from weddings, which is one day in a person's life, to marriage, which is like a lifetime event for somebody. So that's how marriage.com was born. And I think the need and the statistics that you mentioned, as well as my deep desire to help people and provide meaningful value, is what inspired me to launch this company.
How are you guys using social media? I feel like social media is something that, if you guys have the right strategy, you guys could be drawing just tons of traffic to marriage.com. So how are you guys using social media right now?
So I think social media is an extremely important aspect for marriage.com. Mm-hmm. Clearly, there are people out there who need help in their marriage, and we have a ton of experts who are ready to give that advice. So I think the whole aspect of connecting the experts with people who need help in their marriages is critical. And I think social media is ideal for such a need.
Yeah. So how are you using it, though?
So we are using, capitalizing on all the platforms, Facebook, Instagram. Yeah.
Do you not run those departments? So you don't know how you guys are capitalizing on, like, the strategies behind what you're doing in regards to running ads to...
That's an area which does need more work. Okay. But we have plans to capitalize them in a way that we are able to reach our audience way better than we're currently doing.
Okay, nice. Because I feel like, yeah, if you guys can capitalize on the social media part
absolutely.
Of marriage.com, how do you guys monetize it, though? That's something that I'm curious to know about.
So like I said, right now, I think the focus is not on the monetization. It's really to create something which is so meaningful and valuable. Eventually, we're going to look at advertising as the monetization strategy. We're still looking to build a lot more traffic to the website. And eventually, we want to, you know, there's so many other forms of monetizing, but I think it would start with advertising.
Awesome. Well, we'll have to talk then when the cameras turn off, because I just feel like, because that's the space that I play in, is sales and marketing and generating leads. And we have a blog that's the number one motivation site in the world. Mm-hmm. We get about 2 to 3 million people a month to our site for free without paid ads.
Fantastic.
So we'll talk about how to draw a bunch of traffic
absolutely.
To marriage.com. What's been one of the hardest times? I want to talk about adversity for you. What's been one of the hardest times on your journey so far that you feel like was maybe one of those times where it was almost like you're ready to tap out and give up, and but then you persevered, you pushed through, and as a result, you found maybe a gift or a lesson in it?
I think the toughest time or the most challenging time for me was when I started out. The fact that marriage.com was a wedding website, it had a lot of brand equity, a lot of content already out there. The fact that I wanted to just completely scrap out what had already been built for such a long time and take it in a completely new direction was scary.
It already had a relevancy score.
Like
if I typed it into Alexa.com, I could see its relevancy score,
correct.
Its user rate, its traffic, and things like that.
And there
you
we
guys
were.
Scrapped all of it.
And I was like, this is not the need. You know, I didn't feel like there's a need for another wedding website. I really believed in the fact that a site for marriages is important. And I think that was my biggest challenge, to completely scrap out what was already built and then start everything from, scratch was the biggest challenge.
Yeah. Founder and CEO of marriage.com, Malini Bhatia, is joining us. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars. So what are you most excited about for the future of marriage.com? On your journey so far, you've done a lot of different things, but I want to know, what does the future look like for you?
So one thing is, we want to do what's going right for us. We've built a lot of content, added over 100 experts on the website. We want to continue doing that. We want to connect the experts with people who need this advice. We want to introduce new platforms like videos. People should be able to get video counseling. And I think eventually I see marriage.com being taken to a more global level. We want to support more languages, and people in remote parts of the world should be able to get access to top therapists around the country or within the world.
I want to know about company culture. I don't know. I don't care if it's just you. I don't care if it's you and three people. But what are you guys doing to create an environment within your business that allows people to continue to learn and allow them to thrive?
So right now we're operating it's a lean team that I have. Thankfully, I have access to my parent company, resources from my parent company. We're looking to grow this team. But again, what's really exciting is that everybody in the and who's working on marriage.com is very passionate. They all they really believe in the need for something like this. They all have this vision and mission to make a difference. And I think that's that common goal for all of us is the best part. And we are all kind of connected in the way we are thinking, and it makes it easier to work with each other.
What was one of the biggest mistakes? I love what you just said, by the way, but I want to shift gears now. I want to talk about mistakes. Company culture is great, and I love those things that you said about how you condition people and create the environment and what you're looking for when you bring them on board. But I want to talk about failures and mistakes, something that we can all relate to, especially if we've ever been in business or if we are in business. So what was a failure or a mistake that you made in business so far? That you had a lesson in? Because, I mean, that's ultimately what it boils down to. When we make failures and we make mistakes, it's our ability to turn that into a lesson instead of turning it into something that was like, I failed. We've been conditioned to believe that failures and mistakes are a bad thing because of school. Like, if you failed, you don't go home and tell your parents you failed because it's not a good thing usually.
Right.
And usually you don't learn when you fail in school, but you learn when you fail in business, hopefully, or in life. So again, what was a failure or mistake that had a lesson in it?
So I think what I was doing wrong initially was that I was putting so much time into my business in trying to get everything done. And I kind of lost focus out of there, because I feel that instead of just managing your time on your work, it's really important to manage your energy, because it's really your energy that limits the time, kind of time you spend in your business. Yeah. So I took it easy. I took a breath, and I was like, okay, let me, you know, this is something I've been wanting to do. I have to enjoy this instead of, you know, trying to get everything done at once. So I have two daughters. One is 3 and 7. I spent a lot of time with them, with my husband. I took some time off, went back to my spiritual beliefs, which really gave me that positive energy to put back into the business. Yeah. So I think instead of just putting in all that time, it was important to manage my energy, which I was able to bring into my business.
I love that. Mm-hmm. And managing energy, I feel like, is a very under-talked about topic when it comes to entrepreneurship. So do you have any little energy hacks or health hacks? Besides, physical activity, I feel like, is one for me that... so counterintuitive. Mm-hmm. If I expend energy through physical activity and going to the gym or playing tennis, one of my hobbies, or running on the beach, I actually gain energy the next day. Or even in the moment, sometimes you get an endorphin rush.
Absolutely.
So it is counterintuitive. Sometimes by working out and expending energy, you actually get more of it. But do you have any little hacks?
So one is that I definitely work out. I think it's important to be healthy, like I said earlier. Yeah. But I'm also a spiritual person. I love to attend lectures, you know, that help you tap your inner potential and help you maintain a positive mindset in life. I've been practicing Buddhism for many years, and it is very close to my heart and a very important part of my life. So that's one of the things. And of course, I believe in a very active lifestyle.
That's wonderful, because I feel like so many entrepreneurs fall into the trap of only committing to learning and mastering the science of achievement. And they very rarely spend much time, energy, and money on mastering the science of fulfillment.
Absolutely.
And that's the spiritual part of things. So you're living and breathing it, so you understand the difference between the science of achievement and the science of fulfillment.
Absolutely.
But what do you feel like has been something that, in the concept of the science of fulfillment, you could share with us and share with me right now, that's been beneficial to you, learning how to live a more fulfilling, purposeful life?
And I think just the fact that, because I said I'm a spiritual purpose, and I understand the ultimate purpose of life is to really, I think my mission is to help people. And I've been able to adopt that in my business. And I think that's been my biggest value from my
contribution.
Contribution.
Servants.
To be able to add value, to do something meaningful. And it's not just about the bucks, but to really do something that helps people.
Melanie, it was a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Be here. Thank you.
I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. Join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Is credit card debt ruining your life? Now you can have a large portion of your credit card debt forgiven. Get Relief Today wants to give you free information that shows you how. This program is proven to work for credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt. We'll give you the secret to this money-saving program absolutely free. 800-207-8558. That's 800-207-8558. That's 800-207-8558.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com.
That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use smart fares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Now let's go to Mark Lack.
How can you leverage content to grow your business on social media? We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars. Sabina Galt is joining us. She's the CEO of Connect Agency. She's going to help us answer that question. Sabina, it's a pleasure to have you.
Mark, thank you so much for having me.
All right,
really,
let's dive
appreciate
in.
It.
How do we do this?
Oh, content is king.
Content.
Everybody,
it can be king.
It is.
I think context is king.
I mean,
with content.
Content is big today. Yeah. Whether you own the content, where you earn it through media or otherwise, or you buy it, you have to find a way to then share it, right? And that's
why I'm saying context, because content is everywhere.
Right.
We can have content, but the good content is context. It's a message to market match. It's the right content at the right time in front of the right person. There's relevancy
to
and
the
there's
right
context.
Audience.
Exactly.
It's really important because I think people forget that they can multi-purpose things that they have, right? So you'll have a client that will say, oh, well, I got this great article in Inc. It's awesome. I'm like, great. Now, what you need to do with that piece of content is you need to use it on your social network. You need to tell people that you've been featured in that magazine. Mm-hmm. Now, you need to also take it and internally hype everybody up and get your team excited, because then they in turn will share it with other people. Your sales team can share it out. I mean, all of that is part of how to leverage that content, how to use it, how to put it out, how to really make money with it, ultimately.
So I love the fact that you said Inc., because I've been featured in Inc. a bunch of times, Entrepreneur Magazine, Forbes, and I'm only using that right now as an example of when I was featured in those. First of all, we can talk about how I was featured in those. In a nutshell, you reach out. As you get bigger, it's easy to get in them. But when you're starting out, one of the easiest ways to do it is to read the articles on content that you're good at. So if it's health and wellness, if it's mindset, if it's growing a business, if it's digital marketing, find somebody who just wrote that in Fast Company, Forbes, whatever article you want to be in, copy and paste their name in LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook. Reach out to this person, build a relationship with this person, add value to this person, and then inevitably through building the relationship, you can have them help feature you in these articles, an interview over the phone, and turn it into an article. That's step one.
That's my job.
Exactly. And so once you get in Forbes or Inc., as we're talking about, a strategy that we use is then we take that, upload it natively on Facebook or other social platforms, and then we pay to target it to other people that are either in our target audience. So if it's Fortune 500 clients that we're trying to get to,
you're reaching them,
get into our agency, we'll target them. If it's a media inception strategy, we'll take our content in Forbes or Inc. or Entrepreneur, and we'll pay to put it only in front of the employees and employers who are the journalists and the content right. creators at these publications on radio, TV, podcasts, magazines, et cetera, that we want to be featured in. Inevitably, they're seeing our content. So then whether we reach out to them, they've already seen us and we've conditioned them, or they'll inevitably reach out to us once they've seen enough of our content and they get to know us. So super easy strategy. But as you were saying, right, don't just have it and say, cool, I was in Forbes or Entrepreneur and not do anything with it. It's what you do with it once you're in there. Because I can tell you, maybe you agree, getting in it doesn't usually move the needle that much as you may think it does.
Yeah, it doesn't.
It's what you do with it.
It really is what you do with it and how do you leverage those relationships at the end of the day,
yeah.
right? I think having that perpetuity of constantly being in those kind of outlets also helps tremendously.
Crucial, because it's not a one-time thing.
One time just doesn't do much, right?
Yeah.
It's like I go to the gym one time, yay.
Yeah.
Okay, that doesn't really work, right?
If you want real results, you have to be consistent.
Exactly. You got to have some consistency. You also have to be able to use that intelligently, right? Mm. Because going to Forbes and telling them you've been in Inc. doesn't really work out that well. So you got to be able to use it to the right people.
Well, that's the thing is because Forbes and Inc. and Entrepreneur, there's no difference. I mean,
right.
Tell me the difference between Forbes, Entrepreneur. There's no difference.
No, but they are competitors. So you also want to keep it very church and state.
Yes.
You don't want to go to one and say, oh, well, I've been featured in this one.
I can almost guarantee you anybody who's somebody is in every one.
Correct.
So at the end of the day,
correct.
What it is it's social proof. If
yeah.
you have a Fortune 500 client, that's like saying, hey, I'm not going to tell the other Fortune 500 client we're trying to get that we have a Fortune. No, of course. They want to know you've already been in Forbes, so then they'll put you in Inc.
They want to know that you're somebody.
They go, hey, our biggest competitor, they're featured in Forbes. So
they're
already credible, so
right.
we should feature them in ours. Because at the end of the day, it's about content. And if you provided Forbes great content, they're going to be like, how did we miss that content? Forbes picked it up. We need to get
right.
them in our magazine.
Another great way to leverage your content
yeah.
in a different context is...
It's all context.
...is to use some of the... they're called sort of like repurposed content
yeah, yeah.
websites. So what you do is you work with them hand in hand to create sort of a ad looking like strategy.
Okay.
But it really isn't ads. It looks like a story. It is a story. So your story in Forbes suddenly pops up over 10, 15, 20 different sites at any point of the time, at any point in day. And
yeah.
it really allows people to see that message through, let's say, Purple Carrot is the best new meal delivery kit for vegans.
Yeah.
That suddenly pops up in 20 different websites, and it really enlarges your audience and it allows you to get more for it.
So how can we get these influencers, though? Because how do you actually know where their address is? How do you reach out to them? Because that's the biggest thing. People go,
you reach on social. It's that easy.
Just
reach out on social.
Say, hey, I want to mail you something.
Most of them will represent themselves. Some of them, the larger ones, have representation, a manager, an agent, something
yeah.
of the sorts, and they'll send you through kind of that file. But really, just reach out on social. Reach out on Instagram, DM them. That's the easiest way.
Okay.
And whether you're in the food and beverage space or you're in the kids space or you're in, the entertainment space, it doesn't matter. All of these people have huge followings. They know it. They're banking on it. And they're doing reviews for products, for spaces, for entertainment outlets, videos.
So at the end of the day, you got to find these influencers and you've just got to ask. Because that's the mistake
yes.
people make is they just don't ask. So at the end of the day, I love what you just said.
You gotta ask.
Reach out to the influencer and just ask. It's a numbers game. You reach out to 100, you hear no 99 times, you get that first one. Then it'll be easier to go back and get the next. Sabina,
yes.
always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you so
Thanks
much.
Thanks so much.
I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. Join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
This information is given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged in rendering legal, accounting, business, or other professional advice. Since the details of your situation are unique, you should additionally seek the advice and services of a competent professional.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Williams Paisley. When my mother was diagnosed with dementia, we didn't know where to turn. For my family, the decision to move her into long-term care was heart-wrenching. From the start, I wish we'd known about the National Association of Insurance Commissioners. They're free, unbiased.
Biz Talk Radio.